Past week's Pasha was Pasha's boy. So in Pasha's boy, we read the final destruction of Mitzrayim and the liberation of Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Now the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that just like the Zman is Ma'ir the Kriya, meaning that usually when a specific time of the year comes, it calls for a specific reading of the Torah, such as on Pesach we read the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and on Shvi Shal Pesach we read the parsha of Kriyas Yam Suf, because that's when these things occurred. Shavuos we read the parsha of Kabbalah Zot Torah. So just like the Zman is Moed of the Kriya, so also the Kriya is Moed of the Zman, meaning when we read it other times of the year, it reawakens that period. So when we read the Parsha Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are actually reawakening the Hashpois and the Koiches, the powers of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As far as HaKadoshim tell us, that it's an opportune time for a Yid to come out of their personal Mitzrayim, since we are reading these parshias. So the question is how to do that. In Parshas Shmois, Hashem appears to Moshe in the burning bush and tells him to go take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Mi anochi, who am I to take them out of Mitzrayim? And secondly, V'chi oiti es Bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, will I be able to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? And Rashi explains what Moshe Rabbeinu's question was what merit do they have to leave Mitzrayim? As we know, Bnei Yisrael had fallen to the lowest of levels, Memtes Shari Tum. They had no merit. So in what merit are you taking them out of Mitzrayim? To which Hashem responded, when you take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, they will serve Hashem on this mountain. Meaning, as Rashi explains, that you asked what merit do they have. You're right that presently they have no merit. But in the merit of the future Kabbalah Sotoyra, that they will accept the Torah on this mountain, and it is in that merit that I'm taking them out of Mitzrayim. So we need to understand two things. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu was always the champion of the Jewish people, always defending them. And here it seems like that Moshe Rabbeinu was their prosecutor. When Hashem wants to take them out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking, what merit? Secondly, how does it work that a merit of the future works retroactively? Hashem is saying that in the merit of Kabbalah Zatoyra, that will happen in the future, he's taking them out of Mitzrayim now. I mean, they have the choice not to accept the Torah. So how does that work? And at the end of this week's parasha, Parshas Bishalach, the pasuk says, "Vayelo Amalek, Vayelochem Yisrael b'refidim." Amalek came and battled with Bnei Yisrael in Refidim. And Chazal say that the word Refidim is made up of two words, Rafu Yudehem and Atoira. They loosened their hands, they weakened their hands from the Torah. And I pointed out many times, why does the Pasuk attribute their weakening to their hands as opposed to themselves? Should be Sharafu Atzvam and Atoira. And we see that the hands play a role in this battle against Amalek, because Kashi Yoda Moshe Yoda Vigava Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu would lift his hands, Bnei Yisrael would be victorious. When he would put his hands down, the pasuk says Amalek would be victorious. So what is the connection between the hands and the battle with Amalek? The pasuk says that Moshe's hands were heavy, so Aharon and Hur ascended the hill, and they supported his hands. Why were Aharon and Hur specifically chosen for this task? Wow. So I'd like to suggest the following. Mitzrayim was not just a physical exile where we suffered physically. It was actually mainly a spiritual exile. As mentioned before, we had sunk to the lowest levels of Tumah. So our neshama, our nefesh, was in Golus. Golus to the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Now, when one wants to extract someone from Tumah, and we live in actually in very similar times nowadays as Bnei Yisrael did then in Mitzrayim, although Baruch Hashem we don't have the physical affliction, but the spiritual affliction is here. We are the tumah of the world is tremendous, and many people are severely subjugated to the tumah. So how does one extract someone from this tumah, the tumah of Mitzrayim, the tumah of the world we live in, the tumah of society? So there's two ways. Either one can expose to the person the emptiness and the worthlessness of the world around them, how it's void of any substance, and we live in a world where it's a world of wasting time and wasting koiches. So that's one approach, showing them the emptiness of the tumah, showing them the emptiness of Mitzrayim, the worthlessness of Mitzrayim. Or the other approach is attracting the person to the sweetness of Yiddishkeit, the sweetness of the Torah Kedoshah, the tremendous fortune that a Torah Yid has of serving the Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sense of fulfillment that a Yid has when a Yid performs mitzvahs and lives a Torah life, how meaningful life is when one is able to live their life in a Torah manner, how life becomes eternal. There's so much to draw the person. So these are the two things that one can focus on, either to emphasize the emptiness of the world, that the world of Tumah, or to emphasize the attraction to the world of Kedusha. And I believe that this is what Chazal are referring to when Chazal say that when we deal with the Yetzer Hara, or we deal with being mechanech our children, the Chazal say that there needs to be a small doicha of yemin mekareves. There needs to be the left needs to push away, while the right draws near. I believe what Chazal are referring to is that we need to actually emphasize both of these components, and that while we push away with our left, meaning we push away at society, at the tumah, we push away at the tumah that surrounds them, that surrounds us, at the same time, we need to draw them close with our right hand and show them the sweetness of Yiddishkeit. And we need to use both hands, the small doicha, the left that pushes away and shows them the emptiness of society, and the yamin mekareves, the right hand that will draw them close and show them the attraction to Yiddishkeit. Now, when the Rabbeinu Shlomo comes to Moshe by the burning bush, if you look into the pasuk, the wording that Hashem uses to Moshe is, "Go and take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim." He doesn't say to remove Mitzrayim from Bnei Yisrael. He doesn't say to crush Mitzrayim. He says, take Bnei Yisrael take them out of Mitzrayim, which indicates to attract them. Take them out of Mitzrayim. Attract them to Yiddishkeit, attract them to the Torah HaKadosha. Attract them to the service of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And I believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's question on that was, V'chi'oitzi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, how can I possibly extract b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? I have nothing to show them. There is no Torah yet. There is no, what can I possibly, with what can I attract them when they have so much attraction, when they have so much entertainment in Mitzrayim, there's so much, the Tumah has so much to offer, what am I offering them? You're telling me to attract them with what? To which Hashem responds, tell them that there's going to be a Torah Kedoshah. Tell them what the Torah Kedoshah is all about. Tell them that it's about connecting to to eternity. Tell them it's about connecting to Rabbeinu Shleilam, to their Father in heaven that loves them. Tell them all about the Torah that they are going to accept when they leave Mitzrayim. That was the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't chas v'shalom prosecuting Klal Yisrael. Quite the contrary. He was just asking the Rabbeinu Shleilam for the tools through which he should be able to draw Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The truth is that these two approaches are the approaches of Avram and Sarah, our patriarch and our matriarch. Avram Avinu, his avoda was an avoda of love. He attracted people tachas kanfei hashchina. He was hanefesh asher also b'choron. It was through love that Avram Avinu attracted people to tachas kanfei hashchina. On the other hand, Sarah, although it says that she also attracted people, but Sarah had a different approach. She demanded that Avram banish Hagar and Ishmael because they were a bad influence. She was, Sarah was, her approach was to show the emptiness and the danger of the influences of society, and to remove them, instead of drawing and attracting one to the Kedusha, Sarah emphasized more the distancing, the small doicha, the distancing of negative influences. And that's why she banished Hagar and Ishmael. Avraham Avinu didn't want to do that. That wasn't Avraham Avinu's approach. Avraham Avinu was held of attracting a person to the Kedusha instead of pushing away the Tumah. Now, we were called Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael means the children of Yisrael. Now, the question is, we have three avos. We have four imahos, we have three patriarchs and four matriarchs. Why are we only called Bnei Yisrael? The children of Yisrael. Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu. So I was thinking, and I'm positive that this has to be written somewhere, because it's way too good for it to be my own, that the word Yisrael, the Yud, represents Yitzchak and Yaakov, right? The Yud stands for Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Sin stands for Sarah. The Reish stands for Rivka and Rachel. The Aleph stands for Avram, and the Lamed stands for Leah. So in the word Yisrael, you have all of our Avos and Imois, all of our patriarchs and matriarchs. It's all in the name Yisrael. That's why we're called Bnei Yisrael. Now, it is known, there's a famous Vort that if you take the word Eish, which is fire, if you take the word Eish out of Yisrael, you'll be left with Yud Reish Lamed, which is 240, the gematria of Amalek. If you take the fire out of Yisrael, you're left with Amalek. And perhaps the depth of that vart is that the Aleph and the Shin of Yisrael represent Avram and Sarah. If you take the Avram and Sarah out of Yisrael, you're left with Amalek. What that means is that there are many people who just want to live their lives as Yidden, focused on themselves, on their own growth, and they're not interested in seeking to be Makar of anyone. They're too focused and too consumed with their own growth, the growth of their families. They are ignoring the avodah of Avram and Sarah. Whether it's the kiruv through yamin mekareves or through small doicha, they are totally ignoring that entire topic, that entire area of kiruv. That's Amalek. Amalek doesn't mind if one focuses on their own growth, if one is consumed with their own growth. What they don't want is for one to reach out with their small doich and yamim mekareves and help another yid become closer. And that's why Chazal say that it was Amalek attacked them and rafu yideihem min ha-Torah, when they weakened their hands from the Torah, when the yamin mekareves and the small doich were not employed. That's when Amalek attacked us. And that's why, in order for us to win that battle, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands to show Bnei Yisrael that the way to be victorious over Amalek is to use the Yamin Mekareves and the Small Doicha. And that's why Aharon and Hur were chosen to support Moshe's hands, because Aharon, as we know, was Oyev Esabriyos and Makarav on La Torah. He used the method of Avram Avinu. He used the Yamin Makareves. No doubt that he was the one supporting Moshe's right hand. Hur, on the other hand, as we know, was a zealot, and he was Makarev Yidden through showing them the viciousness of the and the emptiness of the tumah. That's why Hur was killed when he stood up against those who wanted to worship the eagle. So Hur, no doubt, was supporting Moshe Rabbeinu's left hand, the small doicha. Those were Aharon and Hur, had the same avoid of Avram and Sarah, reintroducing the Aleph and the Shin to Yisrael in order to be victorious over Amalek. And this is our avodah during these Yimei HaShoivavim, during these days when we read the Parshiyos of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is to be makar of ourselves and other Yidden through realizing the emptiness of the tumah that surrounds us, and the preciousness and the sweetness of the Torah Hakadosha and Avodas Hashem. By doing so, we'll be zoche to Mechias Amalek and to the time that will be once again taken out of Golos. K'meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, yarenu nifloiz, b'viyas Mashiach tzidkenu, b'meheru b'yameinu amein.